Question number 34. Although similar in many respects, two species of organisms exhibit differences that make each well adapted to the environment in which it lives. The process of change that may account for these differences is 1. Germination. 2. Transmission of homologous structures. 3. Regeneration of lost structures. 4. Evolution. 35. The cytochrome C enzyme in a chimpanzee is more similar in structure to the cytochrome C enzyme in humans than it is to the same enzyme found in dogs. This suggests that 1. All vertebrate species have the same degree of relationship to one another. 2. Humans and chimpanzees are more closely related than humans and dogs. 3. Humans and chimpanzees are not related to dogs. 4. Only humans and chimpanzees have a common ancestor. Question number 36. When penicillin was first introduced, it was very effective in destroying most of the bacteria that cause gonorrhea. Today, certain varieties of this bacterium are resistant to penicillin. Which statement best explains the appearance of these resistant varieties? 1. Penicillin killed the susceptible bacteria, while naturally resistant varieties survived and reproduced. 2. Penicillin stimulated the production of antigens in the resistant bacteria. 3. Penicillin used today is not as strong as the penicillin used when it was first introduced. 4. Penicillin stimulated the bacteria to become resistant, and this resistance was passed to the offspring. Question number 37. Natural selection and its evolutionary consequences provide a scientific explanation for each of the following except 1. Similar structures among different organisms. 2. Protein and DNA similarities between different organisms. 3. A stable physical environment. 4. The fossil record. Question number 38. The separation of a small group of individuals from the main population is known as 1. Geographic isolation. 2. Chromosomal mutation. 3. Fossil formation. 4. Reduction division.